third wife told me that this morning.
I'll stand for the regular session of the commission. The meeting by saying the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I guess the first thing that Laura asks that everybody that's in here that's different, please sign the register. Terry, you want to come through?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Terry.
How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
This is your... That was nothing, or she needs it like an agenda, whichever you bring through your report. So in case she misses something on her thing and somebody questions it, I can keep this right. I'm just
sure
of mine.
You want one too?
If you have an
sure
extra, or I can make a copy.
Here you go, or just guidelines so I don't forget
so
what
you
the heck I'm talking about, to be honest with you. We haven't got a whole bunch, Kenny. Jerry, the bottom line is the dust oil was completed. The mowing will be done this week, the first pass. We're getting ready to start paving. Got an issue or two with some of the equipment.
You got the motor back together on the grader?
No, we've got the motor, but they haven't got it in yet. They've got to change a few more things from A to B, hopefully this week.
Okay.
And then the way we'll go with that, I guess. As soon as possible is what I'm getting at.
Yes.
I'd like to just soon as start
to get it over with.
Well, that way in case something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting at. Right. Yeah. That way we're not running too late. The culverts up there, that was an emergency one we had to do up there at 600 North.
Yeah.
We got into the fiber optic too on that. It was quite an issue the other day, so. But we got it in and the road's open. We're working on the budget.
Well, now, Laura, isn't there some girl going to come or somebody coming to show these how to do their budget this year, do a presentation on it? You are? Okay.
They're all waiting on me.
They're all waiting, okay. Well, she's going to have...
Because we're changing it up and doing it electronically, then I have to give the guidelines on what you're doing. And so I'm working on that.
Okay, that's what Jessica wants to know too. I guess what we're doing it the old school way. That way we've got everything down. It'll just be putting on in the...
Right, all you'll do is update it. And Jessica has access to
your new
the program to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to get instructions set out. And I've been pretty busy with the State Board of Accounts. And so therefore it's been a delay.
We're going through our normal procedure, so we know what we're going to present, and it'll just be the electronic deal. It'll be the first time we've ever done it. So,
yeah,
that's all to you, I guess. So,
all new.
Okay. We've got some old equipment out there, that old dump truck, maybe one of them old pickups we might down the road try to get rid of, I guess.
If you got anything you want to say, you might have to get rid of it. They're just sitting there. I told the sheriff one time about the stuff that sits back there. Trees are growing, all right? It's just getting worth less and less every day.
Well, on our budget, you know, you put in for things for potentially to buy next year. And if we can get rid of some of this old stuff, it kind of helps. We all do the same thing, sell
them. Yeah, for 9 years, man.
Well, we've got a couple of them old trucks we're almost afraid to drive the dang things. So if they do fly today, yeah, I guess so.
It's weird.
Yeah, we're working on it.
No, I mean, yeah, no.
We can't do that either.
No,
snap our fingers. So, anything else, guys? That's about all I got.
I don't have anything. Oh, that guy called me. I guess Gary went over to and fixed that there on by Bill Long's, where they put the extra oil on years ago.
Yeah.
And that boiled up, and he called me, and I guess Gary went over and put stone on top of it.
I think they done that Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, if it does it again, one time we had one over there by, there you go, and they, what they call sandwiched it. We can try that on there.
That's that vegetable oil they use. They had a little extra. We've been fighting that for quite a spell.
That's what he said.
So you got a plan for the sandwich? I don't know what the sandwich is.
I was going to get Butch one day. We want to get him out.
Hey, we could use a little. That work. Work together on that. So, all right.
Okay. Anything else? You gonna try to sell stuff here in July?
I was just thinking that would be a good time.
Give us a list.
If we can get it cleaned up and get it ready to go, and then we've got to advertise it. That way we're not pushing the end of the envelope here, I guess.
It seems like kind of it's the last Saturday in July.
Huh?
29th of July. Is
so that gives us plenty of time.
Gives you a month. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Nikki, I don't think's here yet, is she? Nathan's not here. Brad, you want to come up? We'll just...
May for the transfer station was pretty typical. We come in at $80 a ton on average for landfill to money ratio, which is right where we're at, charging wise, price wise, anyway. Recycling sales are up. I was able to move a little bit more last month, more scrap metal and more cardboard. We had 2 loads of cardboard in there. And cardboard price is still up. It's $150 a ton. It did drop some, but it's holding in there for right now. And the inventories average, we're sitting on another load of cardboard that's headed out tomorrow. So I'm trying to accumulate enough pallet boxes for books and magazines so we can get a premium for that.
What kind of boxes you need?
Well, they're Gaylord boxes. I've got the boxes, but I need 26, I think it is, to get a truckload. And then we'll get a premium price out of that. My expenses were actually quite good for the month of May. We didn't have anything terrible happen.
That's good.
Yeah, we do have a bill for the old Mack truck next month, though, so that's going to be... It was $2,500 to get that rear end fixed.
Oh, better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's not bad. No.
Anything else you need, or you got anything you want to sell?
Not right at the moment. Probably later on, once we get figured out with the we've got one baler that's probably going to move. But I'd like to maybe do a trade on it with somebody. It's kind of an obsolete dinosaur. Probably get more money out of a trade than we would. Probably just get scrap price on it.
Right.
If we went anyplace else.
Looks good.
Okay, and I got this here. We've accumulated enough material to create a break room. Yeah, I've got extras of that for the employees. Whoops, did I give you two?
Yeah, me too.
And we did put a new furnace in 2 years ago. I would like to add central air to that. I've got 3 quotes, estimates here. And I want to take it out of the solid waste district money.
Good way to get it.
Yeah. This year might be the last year.
Well, I don't know if I hadn't told Jerry, but the Salt Waste District is one of the biggest contributors, which is Newton County.
Yes.
Is thinking that they're going to go on their own next year. And that's, they get 10 cents a ton off of them guys, and that's could put a hardship on the 32,000 you get.
Exactly.
To it's not set in stone, but they're grumbling at them coming down the road, is what she said, or what Carol said.
Yeah, and it might take up to 3 years before it ever gets underway, so.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to go ahead and get your air conditioner out of the.
There's two different funds there. There's a.
One, there's 72, and the other's 10.
10,000. And I wanted to take it out of the 10. But I need the permission from you two for that.
Was you going to go with this, JT?
Yeah, I think so.
I made a motion, would you go ahead and accept the one for 1750?
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. That's all I've got, unless you guys got anything you need to.
Your tire day is.
July 22nd is the household hazardous waste from 8 o'clock to noon.
I bet guys asked me. Well, now, what are you charging for tires this year?
The first 10 for passenger car tires are free, and they're $4 each afterwards. Anything larger than that, up to semi tire, is 8, I think, and then tractor tire is 15.
That guy's asked already.
And the rest of it's pretty much so free. The engine oil, antifreeze, medication, light bulbs, batteries.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Where'd Jeff go? Did he leave? Doug, you might as well come up here. We're just jumping all over.
Good morning, guys.
I don't have a whole lot.
Just want to keep you on blight. We got that house over at Jerryville, you know. And hopefully around the 1st of July, we're going to start putting some, asking for some bids, you know, on tearing it down. Every time we think we just got everything going, a wrench gets thrown in, and the other day we thought we had all our paperwork, what they told us, and then all of a sudden they come back and said, you got till today to get this other paperwork in. So it's just one problem after another, but it all come together. So,
now, is that the house that Bob Schultz was talking about?
No.
Well, that's
a different house. This is Don Faust's house.
Okay.
And it's going to be, we're sort of middle of it, but it's going to be given to Habitat
for Humanity.
Humanity, yeah. Talking about Bob Schultz, I thought he might be here. I don't know. I sent a letter to Kevin on that, and I don't know. It's over my head. I don't know where I stand. And,
I have a response to you. I just didn't get out last week. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll copy the commissioner's on it.
Oh, did you did?
I will when I send it.
Other
spend
that?
A lot of time on that, though.
Oh, next month I'll would like to give you my mid-year report. I've done that since I've been in. I don't know, I just feel that sort of nice that you guys know what half a year we're going at. So, other than that, that's all I got. And
okay.
You'll get with me.
I talked to him earlier. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Nikki, you want to come up here?
I was going to email these, but Willie came out and was working on our, our computers to put the budget summary. Are we going to have training on that? When is that?
I have no idea.
Just because, since it's county financials. I don't want to screw anything up. So my budget is done. I'm just waiting to put that into the system. And that kind of led me to my next thought when it comes to the budget was, I know the last couple of years they've had it, our wages come out of the weight tax. Is that something that you want us, want me to do, is do two budgets, one with the wages in the budget and then one without that would come out of the weight tax?
Another question for people.
Ask again.
In the last couple of years, they've taken our wages out of the weight tax. On this budget proposal, do I do two budgets, one with it in the budget and one without that says it comes out of the weight tax?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into it.
Okay.
Well, if you're doing it, you could do both.
I could do both, and that's what I kind of wanted to cover the bases, but...
Well, then you'd be covered one way or another.
Exactly, exactly. That's the way I was...
If you could do that, it's not too much trouble if you could...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, because mine's all pretty much...
Why she's on the budget subject, it has been asked about IT, because IT had all of the electronics under its budget, right. And now everyone else is saying, do we keep it? Do we budget for our IT supplies needs, or is it still going to come under IT?
What do you want to do with that?
Because I know up until this last year, sorry, I should always my phone. We had a separate budget for computers, our internet bill, and all that. And then it was decided that everything would go underneath the county's IT, since we do not have anybody specialized in that area.
Probably should be under IT directly.
I think maybe it's something, because the budget is delayed altogether, it's something that we could determine after you hire an IT person to see where they fit in. I'm just making a suggestion. I don't know.
Well, they probably get a better deal if it was all under the board.
I would say
the IT director know what he would
that
work
be,
with.
Mm-hmm. But that's beyond me. So. Sorry. The monthly stats I gave to you, I know we discussed in the council meeting, the joint last week, about turning down refusal or transfers from the hospital. I went and investigated. We denied three from PMH last month, because it was over a 100-mile radius. It would have been about a six and a half hour trip. So generally the ones that we refused from there is either due to staffing or it was an extreme turnaround time to take them out of county. So.
Now I had talked to a fellow the other day that had an instance with White County,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't let their medic leave the way I understand it.
It's been in our policy, which I double checked.
Right.
It's been in our policy since 2012 that the medic remains in the county.
Right.
So as elected official, that's kind of why I brought it up, was I didn't want you guys to get flack. I wanted to. And we talked about the personnel policy, which I can... We base all our policies off of the county. In fact, I'm getting ready, Kevin, to send you a nepotism one that kind of pertains to our department. It's based off of the county, but since we do have some people dating, some people that are related, I did a little bit of research in regards to them being on the same shift, on the same truck. So ours will be a little bit more specific, but based off of the county. I can put our policies in a zip folder and email them to you so you can be aware of it. I've always kind of ran them through the former commissioners, just so they're aware. But like I said, we pretty much get a little bit more specific based off of the county. So I can do that. We have probably about 100 pages right now, but in adding more.
You had brought up, you know, putting an extension on your building. I'm going to talk to Jay. Have you got anything you're going to put in your budget for?
I was going to take the highest figure, throw it in the budget under building and repairs, and go from there.
Right.
That was kind of another. I was trying
I
to
thought I'd
cover.
Ask, kind of, I,
yeah.
I know you told me one time you didn't have much money left in there for this year.
Well, we only have. We've always in our budget over the last. I'm thinking I've been director 6 years. Probably over the last 5 years, we've only had like 2,000 in our building and fixtures. So I thought with this expansion, I would go ahead and put that in there. Also, the letter that I had you sign, that is for reimbursement from Medicaid. We had a check deposited in March. You know, it's a little late, but from 2015, we were reimbursed a little over $33,000 from Medicaid. So hopefully,
are they a little slow paying, are they?
They're about a year behind.
A year behind?
Mm-hmm. Which we just started back in 2012, I think, is when we were able to. Do you remember, Kevin? Was it 2012 when we had Blue come in about Medicaid reimbursement?
I don't remember what year it was. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Because they're not. So they're slowly catching up. Before it was a couple years at a time. So right now, and sorry, the letter that you signed was for 2016. So they're reviewing that so we could have the money this year. And I think it's about $34,000. So. I'm trying to think. It's Monday. I'm just totally out. Is there anything else? I know my big concern is the budget. I'm trying to get that ready. Okay. You guys are more than welcome to come out and hang out with us.
You might put it to work.
Yeah, we got the sinkhole fixed, so for now.
For now.
For now. So as long as nobody trips in it, we're okay. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nathan.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
I will try to make this short and painless. Number one, just a reminder of our executive session tomorrow for the West Side Project. It's all right with you guys, since he's on the council president. Jay is going to be there, and Mike Keeney might as well. We'll see, but we'll go from there. We're going to the gentleman who will be speaking with us, of the three potential projects we've had come around, is probably the least, at least in the short term, the least sexy, the least of a big deal, but at this time probably the most likely that we'd be able to move forward, you know. As you guys, the other gentleman over on the west side does not want to get in the mess, but if he sees we're moving forward, he would be very interested in it. So we're going to start with this guy and we'll see where it goes. That'll be tomorrow at 6 o'clock in my office. Number two Main Street groups in the county, they're keeping busy. Winnemac's Main Street group, Wanderer Winnemac, the Economic Restructuring Committee, which I am the chair of, we are hosting a free workshop next Tuesday at the library, and it's all about launching your own business. It's with the Small Business Development Center, and basically the business consultant from there will work people through the workbook that they have, and part of it is, can you say yes to X number of questions? If so, then maybe you're ready to start the business. If you say no to too many, then maybe you need to reconsider. But if you say yes to X number of questions, here are the next steps, helping with how to figure out how to start a business plan, to look for right finances, that sort of thing. Agriculture. For a lot of reasons, but primarily because of the way agriculture is set up in this country and how much of any government involvement comes from the federal level or the state level, there's not a lot the CDC can do. you put up a, you buy a new combine, you put up a new building, unless you're actually doing some sort of on-site processing, there's not a lot in terms of incentives. So we're trying to figure out ways that we can, alternate ways we can work with the ag community, because it is an important part of our economy and certainly our community's culture. So what we're going to be doing as a kind of an icebreaker, first thing is we're going to be putting on a farmer's breakfast in early August, and it's mostly going to be geared at older farmers. I mean, anyone's welcome, but because the topic, we're going to have an attorney speaking on estate planning, and especially with a focus on ownership transition, so that farmer who's got kids or somebody in the company who wants to take over, you know, they can make that as smooth as possible and keep as few, as many assets with the farmer or with the farm, and, you know, fewer assets with the government. So that's going to be in August, on August 2nd. We're not sure on the date yet, but we do have, or the location yet, but we do have a speaker lined up, and we're working on that.
Is that going to be where you got a place?
I think at Bethel Bible Church, just because it's got a big space and it's centrally located, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. One of our interns is working on that. And as soon as we get all that confirmed, we'll get that information to you. I've mentioned in the past the compensation survey that my office is working on with the Human Resources Group. We are 99% done with that, and once we get the last question tweaked, that'll go out, and we'll start collecting those data. And again, part of that is so that hiring people at local companies have an idea what they're competing with, especially for entry-level, mid-level wages. And then also, you know, if we get a company who is got us on the short list for starting a factory here or moving a business here or whatever, they have an idea of what they're going to have to do to be competitively wages, whether they can meet those, whether it's too much, not enough, that sort of thing. And then finally, we've been working on a couple of, I guess you could call pathways projects. The bike route network, we've been working on with the state grant. We just got one of the two NDOT permits that we needed to finish that up. There are two places where we actually have short bits of the routes on the highway to get from point A to point B. That's a lot harder than working with county highway, as I'm sure you remember. But also, it turns out that depending on which sub-district you're working with, it could be like a two-second thing or a two-month thing.
Or 2 years.
But things seem to be coming along with that. One of the permits has been secured. The other is pretty close. And then on our river etiquette program, which came out last year when we started seeing some increased river traffic, at least anecdotally, we have ordered the trash receptacles that are going to go out to each of the state ramp sites. We're working on coordinating, you know, getting people to adopt those businesses and residents. Signs are being made. We have the signposts. Then now we just have to wait for the final approval from DNR to install those. You know, places like Dave and Connie Scott's, where it's private, they've already said we can go ahead and put the signs in, and we should be good with the state soon. Unless you guys have any questions, that's all I have this morning. I guess that's short and sweet.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
On that hog facility.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, if we do not vote on that by August 7th, that's automatically...
I don't know about the exact date, but that's pretty close to it.
But it'd be automatically approved.
Yes, if the commissioners do not take action, then whatever the recommendation of the Plan Commission is, goes. So if the Plan Commission had sent it to you with a down vote, it would automatically be shut down. They sent it to you with an up vote, so if you don't act one way or the other, it automatically goes into effect.
And could you let us know that?
Yeah, I will check on, I got to check on when. It doesn't actually start from the day of the decision. Mm-hmm. It starts from the day that Chance got the paperwork to Laura's office. Okay. So I'll check that date, and it's 90 days after that. I'll let you know.
Okay. No, it was sent the day after.
What's that?
It was sent the day after over to Laura. Now, if it was got posted, I don't know.
Well, the posting, but if it, well, then it's, if it was, if that, I'll double check, but if Doug says that was the day after, then
it's 90 days from that.
All right, yep, so it's 91 days from the night of, so.
Okay. You got that, didn't you?
I will need to look.
Doug and I will figure it out. Right, Doug?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you.
Jeff?
I'll go through the brief maintenance report, okay. And then I'm going to address this a little bit just to give you guys an idea where we're at. we've had a busy month. We've had several HVAC units that's needed repair or fixed. One of them was here in the courthouse. It had a drain pan that broke. For some reason, they use a cheap plastic, and the vibration of the machine plus the weight of the water causes it to crack. And I'm not entirely sure they didn't install it correctly the last time they were up here. So that's been repaired. We also had an HVAC unit for the dispatch office go out. That's been repaired too. We are in the middle of doing preventative maintenance on all of those units over at the jail. There's some belts that need replaced and stuff like that, but we should have that equipment in this week at some point to do that. So, the contract for the engineering work outside, we should have that either this week or next week. Once I receive that, I'll ship it to Kevin, and then once it's good, I'll bring it to you guys. The contract for it was more of an agreement than a contract for the repair of the annex building roof. That's been signed. We're probably looking at a week after the funding it's already been approved. We just needed to go through the process so that we can get the checks cut. Once I have that in place, they'll be able to go ahead and set that up to be repaired. We're about 2.5 weeks maybe from receiving the motor for the elevator in here. I'll give you guys updates as I get them. Once they receive that, they'll come down here and install that, and we'll be up and running until the construction starts. Nikki told you about the sinkhole they had out there. We called DeSabatines, they're the ones that did the work before that, and I had them go out there and they just fixed it, so that's good. Now I'll talk about this.
One other thing, did you get the critters out over the bees?
That's going to happen after they do the roof. Once they do the roof, then I'll get those bees taken out. Or immediately before that, probably. Because they're going to seal all that off once they're up there. And if I don't want to take the bees out now and then have them all get back in there. That's what happened last time. We got the bees out. They end up going right back in. Yeah, so if we get a date for the repair of the roof, I'll have the bees taken out prior to that, and then when they come and seal it, there won't be any way for them to get back inside. This letter from IOSHA, the complainant has 7 items on here, and I'll just run through these real quick, kind of give you an idea where we're at. The handrail, number one, the handrail's loose in basement. The handrail is actually secured to the wall. It's the wall itself that's moving, kind of, I'd say like maybe less than 1/4 inch it's moving. We can have that fixed today. Pinch points in the remodeled bathroom, that's the piping underneath. You're supposed to have those covered for ADA compliance. We're going to get foam put over that. Like I said, we wanted to make sure the bathrooms were fixed and working properly. But that's something that we can go ahead and do, and we can remove it if necessary. The third one's mold in the assessor's office. That has been an ongoing complaint for probably the last 4 years. It comes up every so often. We've got mold in our office. We've had the state health department come in twice. Over a year apart from each visit and do air quality tests, and they've found no evidence of mold in that office. So I guess I don't know why that was listed on here. Everybody knows that we've done that, right. And we could disassemble the walls in that room, and I still don't think we would find any. If there's mold in the office, the air quality test would have shown it. The ceiling, the fourth one is the ceiling falling in the courtroom. We know that we can't repair the inside of the room before we repair the outside because we'll just be throwing money away. It's already been approved by you guys and the council to go ahead with the outside repairs. Once those repairs are done, we can focus on the inside of the building. The next thing, electrical plugs are overloaded. There's a couple different ways to look at this. If you have standard equipment in offices running, computers, calculators, that sort of thing, you shouldn't have a problem. The problem comes when you start plugging in space heaters and things like that. we were supposed to have had an electrical overhaul like 2 years ago, I think. It was, he replaced a lot of stuff, but there wasn't a lot added. In order to make this building building's electrical supply adequate, you're going to have to add a lot. But it goes deeper than that. The way that the offices are set up, you'll have to figure a way to remap the offices so that the office space is used correctly or more efficiently. I don't know what the term would be. And then once you figure out what the mapping is of the offices, then you figure out where the electricity is going to run. So I'll do some research on this. I'll put together some sort of a plan or something, and I'll have that for you guys. When I come up with a response letter to this, I'll make sure I send it to you guys first so that you can look it over. Okay. I'll send a copy of it to you too, Kevin.
Thanks.
The next thing, bald electrical wires lying around. I haven't seen that, but I
would say I have never, I've been through here and I haven't seen that.
No, we'll do an examination of the building today. We'll go room by room and see if we can find anything like that. And if we do, I'll note it and we will repair it. And then the last one on here is wire hanging in pole box in the maintenance room. All of the pole boxes in the maintenance room have covers on them. The only box that didn't was telephone lines. If that's what they thought was electrical wires, I put a cover on that just to be sure. So there is nothing open in the maintenance room. But like I said, I'll come up with a letter. I'll make sure you guys get it. And I will send you a copy of it, too.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Well, that's all I've got. Oh, no, I have one other question. We sold the county home, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. We used to be responsible for mowing that.
Right.
And Commissioner Crone had requested that while we were out there, we mow the React building, too. Since we don't have any reason to go out there anymore, are we still mowing the React garage?
I don't. They aren't able to mow well. And what about the barn? We didn't tell that. The barn still belongs to the county.
That's true.
So, okay, I didn't know we split
out. Yeah, so they split that off right off the driveway from there west is what we sold the barn. And to the east of React, we didn't.
Okay, so we're still going to be out there.
We probably should.
Okay, then since we have to charge the county highway for mowing in front of their building, do we have to charge the React folks for mowing theirs as well?
Well, don't the building that it sits on, the county actually owns the ground, don't they?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
But they lease it. That's the only thing I was wondering. Does that mean we have to upkeep the building too?
No, the building is there. But
okay.
I don't know what our agreement is with React, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either. And I know they lease that, but I don't know what was ever made or if there was anything ever drawn up.
Okay.
Do you ever remember anything? That's probably that was before my time, probably yours. No. I don't
remember any discussion about it.
Okay. So then as of now, just continue on.
Yeah, you talk about it more, I mean, because of the barn still belongs to the county.
Okay. All right. Very good. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sherry?
Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple weeks ago, I sent you the updated comprehensive emergency management plan. The only thing that I need is for you reviewed it is to sign that. It says that you review it, you agree with it, so we can implement it. And it's just two copies of the same.
Well, Laura will need one.
Yeah, that's why I gave it to you.
Better have a motion to sign that, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we sign the letter for the EMA.
I'll second.
And a motion second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. You just need one copy?
Yes.
Are you taking this copy?
We'll give you a copy.
Yeah,
we're going to sign both of them, and then I'll give you.
That works.
That's what I asked you.
Thank you.
And I believe in the email,
I
told you that the only things that I updated on that plan were just names and phone numbers. So that's, and then the second one is the, so I reviewed the ADA plan for the county, and there were no changes, but it just needs an updated, updated signature, the last president was on there.
I'll make a motion to sign the policy for the Disabilities Act.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All but signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Do I send this to Nathan? I'm not sure who updates the website now. Does Nathan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll send it to him to get it updated on the website. And then just a heads up, I guess. I got a letter or an email from the state saying that it's time to update our multi-hazard mitigation plan, and that the county has been awarded a $16,738.03 grant to update that plan with a 25% in-kind match, which is just, we just keep track of everybody from the county that works on the plan, and then their salary goes toward the match. So there's no monetary match for that. But it does require a committee from all the incorporated towns and several agencies within the county to work on this plan. Last time it was done was 2010, and CURPC and the Polis Center are the ones that prepared the plan. So I'm guessing as soon as I get more information and a fully executed agreement, I'll keep you guys informed. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Okay.
Do you have anything for me?
We got a letter from where you went up north there thanking us very much for, you said you did an excellent job.
Thank you. All right. Well, you know, Ryan, if you need anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Circuit court transfers. You got that. That's supposed to be Mike.
Yes, and he asked if he needed to be here. I said I don't think it's necessary, but you guys can look at the transfers.
All right. Judge Shern wants to make some transfer requests for transfers. $1,000 venue for judge. $500 for venue for court reporter. $350 for court bailiff. $1,000 for envelopes. Examination of prisoners. That's $2,850 there. But why is this? Hold from toilet. Why does he have? It says examination of prisoners $2,850. Total request is $2,850.
Because all of these,
that's
$2,850, and so they're putting it from all of these places into these places.
Well, they need it for the examination.
Yeah, they're taking it from all of these. They're taking it from each of these different.
Okay. So you're going to take that out of there, out of the examination of the prisoners, and transfer it to the.
They're transferring it
from
to
this.
To the examination of prisoners.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfers as requested.
I'll second that. I got a motion to second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. Chris Smith of the Propagators Plus. Didn't know what that was.
I'm surprised he's not here. This transpired because we have a great deal of money going out in leases and in maintenance agreements with the Copiers Plus, and I asked him for a buyout going into the budget. I wanted to see what the buyout cost would be so that the council could look into the options. And when I did that, he asked to have an audience with you and to present different options. But evidently he forgot, and so it's in the works.
We'll do it, Jeff, then maybe she'll show up by then. Jeff, you want to chair?
I just wanted to ask you guys about the mobile command bus over there. I haven't used that thing for anything official for 2.5 years of the time I've been a sheriff. The only time we ever use it is 4-H fair people and the power of the pass. Ask it to be parked down there as a cooling station, and I didn't have any issues with that. But it's kind of showing its age. It's starting to have some leaks in it, so I'd assume that to get rid of it as to put any money into it. I don't know if Sherry has her cooling tents or something that she could put up down there for cooling stations at both events, but I think the bus has reached the end of its life, I guess, but I'll have to put some money in it to make it usable, so I'd assume we get rid of it and send it to the sale, so I just ask them for permission to do that.
I see the decal was falling off, too.
Well, yeah, it's got some issues.
I'll make a motion we send it to the auction. The auction's July the 29th, so you want to get it advertised.
Yeah, we'll call today.
I'll second. And a motion second, all signify by saying aye to sell the motorhome. Motion carried.
Thank you.
That it? Well, you're pretty easy.
Yep.
You ain't got nothing else from over there, but you can give them away,
don't you? No. I think we've got to about the end of it, what we can get rid of, so.
Still ain't figured out how to get stuff out of them trucks out there. So you get it.
No, I haven't.
Well, too bad you couldn't.
We did make sure all the firearms are out of that bus so nobody gets injured out there at the sale, so we did get that done.
Carol will be looking through the hill and see if there's anything left.
Does he? Okay.
Don't put that in there. All right. You got anything?
This is Chris Smith that you're talking about.
Okay. All right, thanks,
yep,
Carol.
We'll see you.
Chris, we kind of went around you, so we're a little ahead of ourselves today.
How's everybody's morning? Chris Smith, again. Okay, we're going to go over. We run the copies and printers here in the county. Trying to give you a background on what they, where we started and when we were brought in and all that. So this is just a review we did a year or two ago.
Thank you. Okay.
The county contacted us, I think in 2010, because there was printers everywhere, copiers everywhere, using different vendors. So they wanted us to look at a cost analysis. So initially, what we came up with figures that they gave us was $5,900. That did not include a machine at dispatch or EMS, because those were brand new machines that had recently been leased. Also, we did not look at inkjet devices because those don't have meters on them, so you can't really tell what the costs are. Also, the other problem they had at the time was they just had a huge amount of excess supplies. You know, there'd be a good deal on cartridges, so somebody would buy 4 or 5 of them. So what we did, looked at that cost, because a lot of those were no good. Printers had died, so they had all these in storage down there with nothing to use them. So what we initially quoted was roughly $4,200. So back in 2015, what we were actually charging was around $5,300, okay? We had also added seven machines to that in, by 2015. EMS added three extensions, surveyor, veterans office, and dispatch. Because the leases at EMS and dispatch, those had expired. So the current big issue back then was overage on color. And that still is the problem. So what we did back then, we replaced, you know, all the older color equipment with new color equipment, cut the cost significantly, but here's where we are today. You know, we've still, our current actual cost is roughly $4,800. And basically we've replaced all the newer MFPs with less expensive. Besides what we did in February of 2015, we also replaced the older black and white later in 2015, just to reduce costs. So we continue to lower costs, but still what we're running into is now the color average is over 10,000. So the main problems where those come from is EMS, circuit court, and two of them in the police department, sheriff's department. And I know back in 2015 what they did, you know, they asked the sheriff, and you know, a lot of the stuff they do in color has to be in color because it's in booking and a dispatch. Right. So can't really cut those out. Circuit court, kind of the same way. So, you know, we're cutting costs, but, you know, you can't, the color, you know, it's an issue. Laura had asked me what the buyout option on the lease is. Well, it's $88,000. I don't know that that's the solution. You know, and what this does, before, when they came to us in 2010, they had no idea what they were spending until we kind of put it all together for them. Now you've got something every month. You see, okay, our lease is $1,800 or $2,000 a month, and our service costs, and that's all printers and everything, is $2,800. Looks like a large number, but if you see where we came from, it's much less money.
So you gave us an overall buyout option, but aren't the leases under different contracts, and are they not differently dated?
Yes.
And so therefore, some of the older ones would be more open to a buyout as opposed to some of the more current ones. Could we have it broken down to individual lease agreements?
You could do that. But you still have basically from 2015. So the black and whites would be, well, probably the black and whites wouldn't be that much different because they're less money, but they're far, you know, they're less money to lease. So, you know, you're still looking probably about even, but we could do that. That's not a problem. So, you know, really the things to look at are, can we control the color a little bit? Yes, you can. You could also put in some things that monitor the color to see, you know, who uses all the color. Is it one particular person? Or, you know, maybe we're going to say, hey, you're doing 2,000. Everybody else is doing 400 in this office. Why? So that's an option. There's a couple different accounting devices you could put on those to keep control. And then I put something in there about just how our response time and all that has been. We're here, averages about 3 hours. Once we're here, we're fixing it in less than an hour. And it says average downtime 6.5 hours. Well, that throws in some machines that we have to wait on the part. So it's a question of, you know, yeah, it looks like a big number, but where did we come from? We came from, you know, over $6,000, some probably $6,500 back in 2010. We don't have, you don't have excess dead inventory. The storage room was down there by the mechanical room, and it was just filled with ink cartridges, you know. So, you know, you could go back to the old ways, but I don't know that that's the solution. And then we do have one machine that, like at the sheriff's office, the lease is coming up. It's a color machine. Currently, they're about $140. New lease on it's about $124, so it's a little bit more savings. It does have the latest technology where they could print from an iPhone, iPad. An officer comes in, he's taking a picture with his iPhone. It'll print directly to that copier. You know, so a couple things to consider. Don't know. Take questions, feedback, you know, whatever questions you all might have.
You have anything you want to ask them?
I have a request to have this buyout broken down per lease. That way, going into our budget, we can do some cost analysis and see which is beneficial to the county.
Much of time is left on the lease, or just depends, or some of them that are.
Yeah, there's another one that Ed's over in the veterans office is coming up, so that one too would, you know, on a new machine it would be less money also. And then there's another one towards the first of the year in the sheriff's office. I think that's where it's at. So there's like three or four that are coming up, you know, later on. And then, you know, on this color one in the sheriff's office, if you didn't want to lease a new one, you could buy it out, which I showed the buyout option there, and just leave it on service.
Any questions for Gary?
No.
I'm happy you want to break stuff down for Laura and get it back to her.
Yeah, can do
appreciate
that.
Appreciate you coming.
Yep. Do you want me to come back to the other commissioner's meeting with that, or?
I think you just bring your, can you just bring the proposal back to her for the breakdown? So.
Okay. I can do that.
Oh, and another question I have. We're missing some of the lease agreements for some reason. And one of the girls in the office had tried to contact Leaf, and they were going to charge us $10 a copy to get that. Can you give us copies of those?
Oh, I have all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Did I give you those back in February or March?
You had given me a couple, but we're still missing a couple, it seems like. And
okay, so, I'll check. Because, you know, there's a lot of them on the same lease, though, so.
Okay.
I'll check.
It seemed to me like we were missing a couple for our, okay, our invoices.
Okay.
And so we were trying to hunt them down, and she tried to call Leaf and give it, and they said that we would be charged for it. And
yeah, that's
so
crazy. But yeah, I've got them all, so. Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. I will get that to Laura, and we'll call, follow up later or something. So.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much for coming. Before we move on to old business, is there anybody from the public want to make a comment? Not, we'll move on to old business. I guess the first thing is the IT applications. We want to set a date up to interview. We was thinking
that we get
four, I think she said.
We have one application from a Paul Huber, one from a Matthew Bolt, one from Randy Walter. And Mike Erling, who works for Rowing Corporation, would be interested in you in interviewing on behalf of Rowing Corporation as a contractor.
7 days. Solid day.
Yeah. When did you want to do it? What week? Today? Today would be the 26th. And we should get time to contact them all, make sure that you come or what. Yeah, that'd be a rookie meeting.
Beautiful.
Reading the numbers. You're reading?
What date were you looking?
Next Monday.
The 26th.
The 26th, like maybe in the evening. 5 o'clock, maybe 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay, whatever. It's fine. 5 or 6?
I'm going to 5.
5 o'clock.
5 p.m. And we're going to give them about 15 minutes apiece, I think. In there.
That is depending on their availability on the 26th.
Right. And you'll have to get back with us.
Yes.
We'll try to have them. What if we want to make an alternative date then? We want to do that. If they can't do one, can they do like the next day, the 27th, or what do you
could
want?
Could I?
That work for you? Yes. If we can't do it like on a Monday, we get them all here on a Tuesday.
It's fine.
Gary?
Get it in here. Get it in here.
Meeting here. Do it up here, or you want to?
It's your call. Either or, wherever you're.
Well, if you want people to come, you want maybe be down to the auditor's office. There won't be anybody in there.
I don't know that she's got anywhere to sit down there, really.
I guess
it's probably set up.
Yeah, they do if they want to come upstairs. All right, this is. Got all four of these. All right, insurance quotes.
You need to make that in.
We don't have to put that in the motion, do we? To have the executive meeting to do this? Do we need to make a motion to do that? Because we're just interviewing.
Right. So you would just advertise it 2 days out. This is what you need to do. So.
So it would have to be advertised. This week, it have to be advertised.
Plus you want to make it open to the public, which if you don't. Probably not.
No.
So just doing it, do an executive session. You can announce it now and you can advertise it now. It doesn't have to be 2 days out, because 2 days is the least amount of time.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll just do that to 26th. Well, you should probably have to contact and find out to get the exact date to advertise, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Okay. So she needs to contact these people then to make sure they'll be available.
Okay. On the insurance, is that the
insurance
one
quotes.
I received insurance quotes from three companies: Apex, Consolidated. I only got two copies of Gibson's, but you guys should already have a copy of Gibson's quote. And there's RR that was to submit a quote. I put today as the cutoff date for these quotes. So I guess they have until the end of the day.
I got three of these. You got one of them too?
Yes. This is
our
Gibson. There's a fourth one that I don't have a quote on. This is Gibson, so I only have two copies of it. You guys should have all gotten one.
Did you get one from Gibson?
A quote for the new. I got what they came and brought.
Well, then you've got one for Gibson. And then you got another one you don't have up.
I don't have. I gave today as the cutoff. So they, if they, I think they have until the end of today okay. to get it in. And that would be R&R Benefits.
Well, I'll make a motion to table this until we go through them. And
I'll second.
A motion second to table the insurance until we can go through them and see what we got. A motion second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, next we have Star City Sewer Board appointment. Elder Craig Design.
I was told that you did, and that if you would like, we can bring you a recommendation.
Does the town going to have a recommendation, or the, well, who takes care of that? To be the trustee, wouldn't it?
I serve on the board.
Oh, you serve on the board?
Yes.
Do you want to have your board make it?
That would be good.
Okay. Well,
I just
we'll table that until we get here from the board.
That needs to be done.
Go on there. All right, road closing direction. What's that about?
Okay, that is about this road that was closed, and I can't determine at what point when it was closed. I don't know if it was done by the previous administration. And I don't even know if I need to ask this question, but I'm going to.
Okay, for sure.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to table this until you get back from the sewer board.
Yes.
Second.
You got a second okay. motion. Second, all signify by saying aye. Aye.
Okay. Let me get that before you do that.
And we
you
better be the insurance right. quotes the same way. Made a motion to table it.
Second.
Gary, second. And motion, second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, that was that road. Is that over on the west side?
I'm trying to see where that's fine print. County Road 1150 West. Would be the Mono on there. Okay. Oh, this is down there where we have trouble with that fellow all the time. It's that one we closed on the old dirt road, Dick Lowry's.
Oh, yeah, that was abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the question. The transfer girl wanted to know if it should stay abandoned or does it get split up between the neighboring properties so they can
split.
Pay taxes?
It gets split up to the center of the road.
Okay, is that in the closing ordinance that's the way it should be handled?
The statute,
yeah.
That's part of the statute?
Yes.
Okay.
Request, do we have any?
I did not
no
have
conference any. Request this month. All right, sign and approve the commissioners' meetings from June 5th to 17th. I've read them.
I'll make a motion to approve the commissioners' meetings for June 5th.
I'll second the motion. I got a motion to second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Sign and approve payroll and claims. I've read through them. I'll make a motion we sign the and approve of payroll and claims.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Do we have any public comment from the public? Next meeting is Monday, July the 3rd at 8 o'clock. Should be 6 o'clock, right?
No. You determined that the July 3rd meeting would be at 8 a.m. because of the 4th of July and fair activities in the community.
Okay, good deal. I forgot about that. So,
I just have a question. Is the county home and that property sold and closed on and everything?
I don't know if it's closed yet, but it is sold and the purchase agreement has been signed.
Okay, but when it's closed,
you need to notify so you can take it off.
Take it off of
the well, I don't think we better take it off until
it's not closed yet. They just signed the purchase agreement.
Right.
Okay. That was 2 weeks ago.
I just want to.
Right.
I think it's 30 days is what he said at me, but closing.
Okay.
Are they doing it over here at least this, you know, closing?
I would say, yeah.
Okay. And then you can take it off the plan, right?
Yeah, we don't want
when to. When it's closed.
Right.
Yeah.
And not until.
Thanks for asking. So, the next meeting will be Monday, July 3rd at 8 a.m. Joe?
Kenny, who has responsibility for some of these cemeteries around?
Is a lot of the township's got a lot. When I was on the Township Advisory Board, the township, I know Jefferson Township out there, we maintained all the cemeteries. We hired people to mow.
Just general question was,
the
commissioners
of
township.
Franklin's the same
way. Every cemetery we've ever dealt with has been a township. Trustees.
Yeah. Trustees take care of them. Do we have any other questions?
This health insurance, that's all there's one, correct?
That's the renewal they need to have. Yeah, we need to have
August 1st.
Decision at least a month in order to prepare for that renewal date.
Have anything else? Kevin, you got anything?
Nope.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion second. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Bud, how's he doing? Is he home?
Gary knows more than he'd been.
Okay.
You motion to adjourn, right?
Yes.
If you ever think about appointing me to a board, that's the reason I do not belong on any board.
Well, you come every time.
Yeah, I apologize.
Well, yeah.
I apologize about that.
We just figured that you might want to.
When you do get your IT guy, make sure wherever you do have color printers that the computers are set as a default.